When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How much does revenge play a factor the NFL schedule? Because perhaps you've heard the Bills have this receiver that they traded to another really good team in the AFC. And a lot of people are wondering when we're going to watch that game.
And if I can, Mike, if I can ask, like, did it matter when that happened to you, right? Like, did the Bills-Texans game become a little different in the eyes of the schedule makers on April 3rd when Stephon Diggs was traded there?
Did it become a little different? Yes. Did it become a lot different? I would say no, because that Buffalo-Houston game was going to be one of our better games of the year, right? Those are two playoff teams, and that Houston team is on the ascendancy, man. They were a lot of fun last year. And don't forget, the schedule makers whiffed entirely on the Texans last year. We had them literally in zero national television windows. So we tried to use flexible scheduling and tried to find a good home for them. We were thinking about a Monday night game in New York at one point. I think we ended up moving a 1 o'clock game to a 4 o'clock game, or maybe vice versa, to try to get it a bigger footprint. Like, we whiffed on the Texans last year at this time. I'm always wary of who we're going to whiff on again. But as the Texans became a story down the stretch, then you did try to find more windows for them. We ended up putting them in that Saturday week 18 window against Indy, which, again, that perfect sort of, hey, you both have everything to play for on Saturday. And then you have to watch on Sunday and see how Jacksonville does. And that was the perfect set of circumstances. And I don't remember the exact number, but I think 19 or 20 million people watched that Texans-Colts game on Saturday night. And then when they made the playoffs, this wasn't the first time you'd seen the Texans. You just watched them last week. You know the story. Most everybody had put CJ on their fantasy team. Like, we've been watching the Texans for a few months at that point. The Texans have earned this. They have ascended into that. Are they in the Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore? Maybe not just yet, but, man, they are knocking on the door. So a Buffalo-Houston, a Kansas City-Houston, a Dallas-Houston, a Baltimore-Houston, they've got a fantastic schedule this year. On us to make sure we put those games in the right windows. Did the Buffalo-Houston game become a little more interesting? It did, no doubt. But still, how you use that one asset isn't necessarily what we're solving for. We're solving for all 272. So could that game be, you know, a really strong 1 o'clock anchor for CBS some Sunday afternoon? It might end up going to 65% of the country. Like, that's a real good use of that asset. If it's on a Monday night, then you can get the whole ESPN hype machine talking all day long, starting with Stephen A. in the morning and all through the day. And you know they'll be talking about it all day long. That's how you build interest. That's how you build awareness. That's what'll get everybody in front of their televisions. You want to maximize the viewership for that game, like we talked about before. Put it on Sunday night. Put it on Sunday afternoon on CBS at 4:25. Could you use that to really send a signal to our fans and to our partner at Amazon? And put a Buffalo-Baltimore game there, or a Buffalo-Houston, or something big and sexy for a Thursday night game. And now, like we said, you want to get people in front of the television, want them to find Amazon Prime. They probably have it. They buy paper towels. You just got to know to go there for the football. Well, put a Buffalo-Houston game there and let everybody talk about it all day long. That's the way you get people interested. That's the way you get people in front of the television. Did it go from a C-plus to an A-plus? No, but it went from, you know, an A minus to a solid A. I'm sure we will use that game strategically.
All right. So Matt and I, we do a lot of, you know, out of town radio interviews and television interviews about the Bills. And the number one thing so far the last few weeks has been, boys, the window closing because they traded Stephon Diggs and they, you know, released some older players. And our answer usually is, dude, they have Josh Allen. The window's not closing. They still have Josh Allen. And then you look and the odds are still one of the top five teams to win the Super Bowl, still the team to win the division. How about in the schedule makers' eyes? How do they see the Bills after some transition here this offseason as it relates to them being one of the teams that have had the maximum primetime games over the last several years?
Yeah, not taking our foot off the gas with the Bills. I don't think there's any question. They have, you know, one of the best players in the league, and that is the must-see TV that we've been talking about here. What makes me want to go sit in front of the television for a few hours? It's somebody like that, and he's phenomenal. He's fun to watch, and I assume the coaching staff will put the right pieces around him, probably starting next week in the draft, trying to fill a couple of holes, and then seeing if these kids can play at this level and how quickly they can integrate themselves into the offense. And, you know, what other pieces are they going to pick up in free agency? It's not over yet, right? None of these rosters are set. I don't think there's any hesitancy on the part of the National Football League to deploy Buffalo Bills games in big national windows, expecting 20, 25, 30 million people to tune in and watch. That's what you get when you've got one of the best players and the best athletes and the most marketable stars in the game. Again, great
schedule. He's on the cover of Madden. I mean, come on, right?
Look, great schedule, right? Yeah. Play so many good games. Play tough games, tough schedule this year for Buffalo.
Yeah, that's right.
So we won't hesitate at all. There's just some games that just sound too big to be played at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with 7, 8, 9 other games going on. So there's a lot of Bills games on that list.